The Great Pesedjet, a hierarchy of gods. The sun god Ra created himself, then his children, the air god Shu and the moisture goddess Tefnut. They created their children, the earth god Geb and the sky goddess Nut. Now the ball was rolling. Geb, in all his lush splendor with plants growing from him, and Nut, in all her quiet splendor with winds caressing her, did their part, singly and together. Soon there were five children in the next generation. The goddess Nevet-Hut and her husband brother god Set, the goddess Aset and her husband brother god Usir, and the god Heruwer. Ra was progenitor to nine more deities now, the Great Pesedjet. Ra had been pleased at the triad that he and Shu and Tefnut formed, but now all these progeny totaled nine, and nine was better. Nine was three squared. A nine-pointed star could be formed by superimposing three identical equilateral triangles so that each was rotated precisely 40 degrees over from the next lower one. A magic square could be formed by making a matrix of nine cells within a square, each one filled with a distinct numeral from 1 to 9, where the numbers in each row, the numbers in each column, and the numbers in each of the two diagonals added up to the same total. The geometric and algebraic games one could play with nine were a delight. They were a promise of an extraordinary future. And the best thing about the Great Pesedjet was that Ra's great-grandson, Heruwer, was really just the embodiment of Ra himself at midday. So Ra could count himself as part of this miraculous nine. Ra was pleased beyond measure. That pleasure excited Ra into an even more heated frenzy of creativity that needed to live up to the cleverness of the number nine. The molten flow that had emerged from the watery Nun with Ra's first words still sizzled. It now inspired Ra. With flame coming from his pointing finger, he made the basic elements to build all things.